My dear brothers and sisters, today Gospel presents one of the Jesus' most well-known parables. And I must warn you, this story has more drama than a Mexican soap opera. This parable of the prodigal son teaches about God's love, conversion, and mercy. Jesus tells this parable in response to the Pharisees and scribes who criticized him for eating with tax collector and sinner. We have a young man who basically tells his father, "Give me my inheritance, I'm leaving." In other words, Eli is saying, "For me, you are already dead, so just give me my share." How disrespectful. And the worst part, instead of giving him a good scolding, the father actually gives him the money. So, of course, spending everything on a life of excess. We don't know the details, but I imagine him in Las Vegas, throwing parties, driving luxury cars, and eating in expensive restaurants until he runs out of money. Suddenly, he goes from ordering champagne to begging for leftovers. Now, here is where the story gets funnier. Desperate and hungry, he takes a job feeding pigs. And let's remember, for a Jew, pigs were the most impure animals. And not only that, he was so hungry that even the pig's food started to look so delicious. That's when it finally hit him. In my father's house, even the servant eat better than I do. So he decided to go back home, rehearsing his apology speech along the way. I can just imagine him walking by, repeating, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But surprise, his father sees him from a distance. And instead of waiting for him with crossed arms, he runs to embrace him. Keep in mind that in the culture, older men did not run. It was considered undignified. But this father didn't care. He just wanted to welcome his son back. And here's come the best part. Instead of making him a servant, the father dresses him in the finest robe, symbol of dignity, puts a ring on his finger, sign of authority and sonship, and sandals. Only sons wore them. Slaves walk barefoot. And orders the fattest calf to be slaughtered for a great feast, because he was dead and has come back to life. What an incredible father. Meanwhile, the older son, who had always been the good boy, gets angry and complains, "Dad, I have been good all my life and you never even gave me a goat to celebrate with my friends." He sounds like the sibling who sees the rebellious one getting all the attention. But the father responds with love, "Son, you are always with me and all I have is yours." God is a father full of love, of mercy, no matter how far we have gone. He is always waiting with open arms. Sometimes we are the prodigal son when we stray from God and seek happiness in the wrong places. Sometimes we are the older brother when we feel jealous that God forgives and blesses others. But the true protagonist is the father who teaches us that love is greater than a resentment. We have to realize in that culture, the father is always being considered the most important, and the older son is a Pharisaic attitude. The older son never left home, but his relationship with the father was based on duty, no love. And he represents the Pharisees who follow the law without mercy, representing his brother's forgiveness, showing that he does not understand the Father's love. His bitterness reveals that his obedience was not out of love, but out of self-interest. The God's mercy, God is a Father who respects our freedom, even when we choose to walk away. He does not force us, his love on us, but he always ready to receive us with joy when we return. The younger son doesn't just feel guilty. He acts. He returns home. God does not expect us to be perfect, only to take the first step. Love is greater than justice. The older son represents human justice. This is not fair, but God's love goes beyond human logic. He does not treat us as we deserve, but as beloved children. And the conversion is a celebration. Every time a sinner returns, he is a celebration in heaven. God does not greet us with reproach, but with joy. So let me ask you something today. Do we identify with the prodigal son? Have we drifted away from God in search of temporary happiness? Do we believe God won't forgive us? Or are we like the older son? Do we obey God only out of obligation? Do we get upset when others receive mercy? God calls us to relationship of children, not a slave. We don't have to earn God's love. We just need to accept it. No matter how far we have gone, we can always return home. The parable of the prodigal son shows us that God is not a harsh judge, but a loving father. He invites us to live our faith with joy and to celebrate when someone returns to him. Let us not be a slave to fear or envy, but children who delight in the Father's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.